We've been having some very interesting questions recently, but that's okay. Thank you for your question.
Yeah, and I mean, like, this is one where, I mean, like, it comes up because, well, let's face it, have Christians earned that reputation?
That kind of sounds like a generalization, though.
It does sound like a generalization, yes. So here's part of the problem. We are all human. You know, we're all going to fall into sin. We have not had the best track records as church over the years. Like everything from the Crusades, fallen preachers, church politics. So yes, we have our faults, but the church is always in flux. We are not at perfection yet. As Paul said in Philippians 3, 12 through 14, how he has not yet taken hold of it. But of course, as it says, presses on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Philippians 2:12 also mentions about working out our fear, our faith with fear and trembling. So it's a process. It's a sanctification process. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, you come to Christ and instantly you're perfect.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. We have a sanctification process, and that's what Philippians 2:12 talks about. So this is why we don't put our faith in just, say, maybe one church or just one pastor.
Yeah, one person.
You know, we put our faith in the Lord and his word because we know that that is never going to fail.
Well, the question is set up in an interesting way. If God is so good and following Christ is so fantastic, then why are Christians? And it's like, okay. Let's back it up here for a second. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it almost seems like people are trying to lump the two together. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, one is the creator, one is the created.
Yeah, the creation. And I love it how some people, the best Christians, that sounds bad. It's not like a ranking system or anything like that. But the people who I feel are so genuine in their faith, a lot of times they'll say, listen, I'm 100% not perfect. I'm not using it as an excuse, but I'm progressing.
Yeah.
You know, where I was 10 years ago is not where I am today, not where I'm going to be 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to also be careful at the people that we might try to prop up as examples as well. And then just blanket statement the rest of the church.
Yeah, because that's a dangerous place to do, to just blanket everybody with that whole thing of, well, then all Christians are like that. Well, no, we're not.
No, well, it's, and literally, and you can apply this to literally anything. If one person at like Sobeys or whatever gives you a hard time, doesn't mean that every single clerk at Sobeys is self-righteous or has issues, you know, a little God complex. They're scanning those items.
Yeah. Now here's a thing to close it off about this question is 1 Timothy 1:15, the Apostle Paul. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he talks about himself saying this, of whom I am the worst.
Yeah.
Think about that. This is a guy who wrote over half the New Testament, and he's saying he was the worst.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, of course, he accounts that when he thinks back to what he was like before he came to Christ. He was killing Christians, persecuting the church.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like, he says he's the worst.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's all about how are we perceiving ourselves?
That's true. And last but not least, I would say too that we need to make sure that we are setting a good example. If we are really truly ambassadors for heaven here on earth, then we need to make sure that we're actually going to be worthy of that title. Not like it's something to earn, but in a way where it's like, listen, are you representing God well to people? Because this person's obviously met a few that unfortunately the answer would be no.
Yeah. And, you know, when I've preached before, I've said, you know, you may be the only Bible that some people ever read.
So true.
So are they getting a good read or are they getting false advertising?
Absolutely. That's really good. And take a shower, for goodness sake, okay?
Yeah.
Take a shower, brush your teeth, comb your hair.